Okay, up to where it says Daf Yud Aleph on the base. Okay, on the page that's half empty on the bottom. This is an amazing record of a minig that is almost extinct. We didn't get there yet. We'll get to that. We'll get to the very end. That's the end. We didn't get to that. This is a minig that does. You don't hear about this. I remember there was a fellow that he was telling this to my father. My father was saying, "What? What are you talking about?" And he kept pressing my father that yes, that he remembers the Yeki, someone who grew up in Washington Heights. And he says that this minute they still do this minic, and he has a very fat record of exactly what they did. Let's see. Yadua shalarabim hoye melamed Hashem b'milvad Hashem akoydes shalochem gam kinid chol. It's well known that page where it says daf yud aleph on the base, on the top of the page on the left side. It's known that many people have secular names. Today, it's not so common anymore. Today, on the birth certificate, almost everyone today puts down the birth certificate, today, the Jewish name. But years ago, it was extremely common. When you grow up, you're born.
40 years ago, everybody got
it. Everyone. When you got your birth certificate, there was always a secular name. And then you got at home, you had a Jewish name. And Baruch Hashem, we grew up in a generation where people almost totally forgot about their secular name. On legal documents, they still use it. But today, the new kids that are being born today, it's almost unheard of that the parents should write down on the birth certificate a secular name. And today, I'm also, like I told you, it's a teacher in college, room college. I mean, they get a roster. It takes me half a semester just to learn how to pronounce the names. So, if the whole world today has, everyone's entitled to have their name, and you have to learn how to write, it's not so far-fetched that you shouldn't feel ashamed to have, in America, to have a Yiddish name on your birth certificate. But in any event, it says that Yidui was well-known, they had a secular name. The od hayom yeshnam od shemos. What? And today also the od hayom yeshnam od.
Till this day.
Oh yeah, for sure. There are people outside New York City, without question. The od hayom yeshnam od shemos rab. Shemos rabim shenilva aleim kinichol. Now he gives another example. Not what I was referring to, but this is another idea. The Yiddish names are going l'shem Yosef Doiv. People call Doiv. Doiv is not a. They call him Yosheber. Bear. Bear is what is it? Is it Yiddish? Bear. Okay. Or Olashem Yitzchak Doiv.
Yeah, that's right.
Yitzchak Doiv, Zeligmon Bear. Okay, but he's referring over here that people had really Shraga Fivel. What is Fivel? It means also a light.
A torch.
If the one language is Fivel, a light. It's a very Yiddish. Yeah, there are other a lot of names. There's the second name is a translation of the first name in a different language. Now, it was traditionally used when for business purposes. You used only the Fivel. You didn't use Shraga. In Shul, you said Shraga. In business, you were known as Fivel. Why we mentioned last time is because
you were known as Philip.
Okay, that's today. But going back even further back, and that's because there was this idea where a name is holy, and you don't desanctify, you don't profane a holy name by using it in a secular environment. When you go into the business world, you don't dress in your Shabbos clothing. When you go into business, you don't use your holy name in secular business affairs. That was a mentality that many Jews had years ago. Today,
why they weren't allowed? I mean, there was Sfarim that I brought in the safe one time. I mean, he quotes Chayyim and all the things that you're not allowed to get an aliyah with a Yiddish name. You know, all these
with a Gersh name.
You have to use a Hebrew name only.
The Hebrew name, the Aliyah.
You don't have a Hebrew name, you can't get
it. You're out.
Exactly.
After they talk.
The Torah with a name like Mendel.
You can't. Yeah, you have to come up with it. So this was the people's mindset. You don't mix Taruvis Chol V'Kodesh in the Beis HaKnesses. It's a holy place. When you're at home, then when you're in the secular world in business, then you don't show off your Jewishness and you don't profane the holiness of your Jewishness in the secular world.
Not always.
What? Not always. Today it's not like that.
Let's say coming from a Jew.
What? Yeah.
just if you would have been called a Jewish name,
I
would have made
choizik
for
you. Chosek of you, you would not even use a Jewish name.
You had to have a German.
You had to have a German name. Exactly. Now,
especially in countries where Jews would have made fun of.
Right. Exactly. So here he's going even a step further, and he's saying that there was a ceremony. Look at this. This is a shocking thing. There was a ceremony like a bris where you would be given your secular name. Do you ever hear of this? Did anyone see this before? Look, he has very great detail. The source of these names is a very ancient custom. Oid mit kufas harishonim, it goes back to the time of the rishonim, likro l'rachanimo. Okay, to call a child milvad hashem hakodesh gam kein shem chol. You call a baby not only by his whole, by his Jewish name, you give him a secular name. Dover zeh. Now we'll get a load of this. Dover zeh. This matter nase b'mamad miyuchot shnikro chol. How do you pronounce this? Krish. Krish probably stands for kriya shem. Chol krish. Chol kriya shem. It was a ceremony. Minig zeh nishkach doesn't exist. No one heard of this. I remember someone trying to tell my father about this. My father said, I never heard of this. I don't know what you're talking about. This minig nishkach beroy for harotzos. This, the, when are we, what? This, what?
Sorat.
What's Sorat? They remain rak pa Ashkenaz ad hadoros vacharinim uchiyoyim yesh adayin naatim mitzetzoei yoytzei Ashkenaz adayin machzikim b'minagzeh. Few and far between to find people that have a ceremony. They make a ceremony to give a child a secular name. Minag zeh shel kriyas shem shel chol l'tinok hayinaset chidei mamad hamaimid hamelaveh. That included, it was accompanied by miras psukim b'doim no l'shem kodesh nidin l'bibris mila. Okay, so the ceremony began, people would stand around and they would recite psukim. I don't know where they got the psukim from. They went to Tanakh and they found psukim which had a resemblance to the Jewish name. They have svarim to, after end of Shemona Esrei. At the end of Shemona Esrei, you're supposed to say a pasuk that begins with the first letter of your name and ends with the last letter. Or some say that it's better, or it's better to say a pasuk just has your name in it. Okay, and that's also valid. You don't have to say a pasuk that begins the first letter and the end. Just say the pasuk that has your name. That's what they collect in many psukim which have this name. That in the time of the Rishonim. Okay, even going back to the time of the Rishonim, they performed this ceremony. The purpose of this ceremony was to establish a kinui l'tinuk shabo yishtamshu l'kinuyav b'chayei hachulin. The child should use this name in all of his secular activities. Hashem hoy nivchar al yedei ha-hoyrim, was selected by the parents. Lefi mashmusa shal shel Hashem, based upon, I guess it means based upon something similar to the Jewish name. V'nichnas l'tkufa l'tokvoy b'mamar ha-nikra, and he got, and this name became his established name through the ceremony. Ha-nikra chol krish. B'mamar ha-chol krish. Yeshtam shinuim bein ha-mekoyros b'prot. If you go look in the old svarim, you want to see exactly how it was done. There are different minhagim of how it was done. Ulam. Ti'uroi shel ha-mayim b'befim kloli ho-yokilon. This is the general description of how it was done. Ha-mayim ho-yenerech b'shabbos. Okay, the first thing was, the event took place on Shabbos. Bo ha-yoledes ho-yisro ha-lechas the Beis HaKnesses, in which the mother went to the Beis HaKnesses for the first time after giving birth to the child. La'achar... No, it doesn't say exactly when. It just says, la'achar su'de Shabbos. Okay, and after they had this took place, the mother of the child went to Shul in the morning. After they came home, they had a Suda Shabbos. They brought children. Children would be invited to come to the home. And they would take the baby and they would dress him in beautiful clothing. Similar to the clothing worn the Yom Hamila. The crib was decorated. To drape the baby in a talis. Okay, a talis mitziyetzets. Ula niach chumish, and to put down a chumish, v'yikra, limerash oisav, and to read.
No, chumash vayikra.
Chumash vayikra limrash to put a chumash vayikra at the head of the baby. At the head of the baby. Hanaorim hoyoyoshim sav ashulchan, the children would sit around the table, oyoimdim, would stand the saviv larisas hatinoik. Okay, or would stand around the crib, they would say mispar psukim, they would read the term psukim. Okay, oh, he rings over here, if you want to go find, it tells you where to find the psukim. Liachar amiras psukim hayu hanorim midiv subit sidure ashkenaz v'rei sidur havodas yishol sasemes. Okay, laachar laachar amiras psukim hayu hanorim magbim ayachta v'saris hatinok, they would pick up the crib. The children would pick up the crib, the karmikol ram, and they would say chol krish, and then they would say the name kol shriftan. Harry.
What's the
kol shrish Harry? That means that the name of the baby is his name is Harry. Okay, that's the name of the baby. They would call him on this name.
What was the significance of that?
What was the
significance?
We mentioned because you do not want the child, you do not want to profane the holiness of a Jewish name in the secular world. When you go out into business, do you dress in your Shabbos clothing? It's a zilzal to wear Shabbos clothing when you go to work. Shabbos clothing is for Shabbos Kodesh. Your name is holy. You don't use your name in business. It's a disgrace. You don't use name. When you go to business, you use a secular name. So when does he get your secular name? So he's telling you, describing this very elaborate ceremony that was done on the first Shabbos after the mother gave birth. She went to Shul, she came home and made a Suda. Children would arrive. They would dress the baby in the beautiful clothing in the crib, and they would put a Chumash Vayikra at the baby's head, and they would lift up the crib, and the children would call out, "This is the name of the baby, the secular name of the baby, the Goyish name." The Echik Ratinik. V'hoyu hanorim choyzim al kach shalosh. They would do this three times. V'liachar mikan hoyu machalkim l'nam peros ve'goyzim minim mistik. They would give out treats to the children. V'choyzim l'beis, they would go home. B'tinoikos. Now here's the question: they do this for girls. So he says yes. The same way they did this for boys, this for girls. They did the same exact thing. Instead of little boys coming to the party, little girls came to the party. They did not say the psukim. They did not put the chumash on a crib. Hamachzer vitri talmida shel Rashi. Hiskir kvar minig, he mentioned this minig ulam kifi hanir bidvar v'lohoya minig l'vasoyz came b'shabbos tafka. According to his version, they did not do this on Shabbos. Elam avur bidvar v'shebechol zman shirotsu. Whenever they want to liach ramilo ahoyu misafsim, asur 10 people would come. V'lakim chumish v'yakadon ha'melubish b'aritzas sabiri de'per k'ibiyah mamilo. He would wear beautiful clothing. V'nois demes ha'sefer olav, they would put the chumish on the baby itself. V'oim, they would say the following expression: yikayim zeh Masha Kosov Bezeh. The Oimrim, the Yitin Lachod, the Utsavin Lachod, the Hopsuki Abrochos, Ad Taskil, the Noistim, the other. I don't know, it's a Pasik. The Oz Taskil, the whole series of Psukim until the last Pasik in the series concludes with the Oz Taskil. The Noistim, the Yadoi Keses, the Kulmus. Look at this. Unbelievable. They put in the infant's hand a Keses, a quill, and a inkwell. An inkwell and a quill. They put in the hand of the infant. A keses the kolmus. Kidei sheyizke liyoy soifer moher betara simani milsa. He should be a brilliant scribe. He should be a big Talmud Chacham and write many svarim.
Very interesting.
That's part of their levush on Shabbos. cursing the baby, he's going to be poor. You know what I mean? It doesn't mean to be a sofer to write. He means to be a Talmud Chacham. A Talmud Chacham is called a sofer. It's a symbolic. Because a Talmud Chacham is called a sofer. So you do something that someone's going to publish. It doesn't mean that he should write Sefer Torah. Okay, Rabbi, so let's come on, please, next. The Sefer Chassidim, Hevi L'minich HaNochas HaChumash Remez Min HaPasim. The Sefer HaChassidim, he brings a remez to this minig. It says, Zeh Sefer Toldos Adam. Okay, that's the positive. This is the same. So those other, that means, why do you go put a sefer on the baby. What is putting a sefer on the baby have to do with giving him a name? The answer, because that's the pasuk goes on to say, Zes, the pasuk goes on to say that Adam called everyone by names. What does the pasuk say? Zes sefer.
Well, Zes sefer tells also Adam beyond the role of Kim Eretz and Shemayim. That's
all it says. But then it goes on. It's the next pasuk, right? It's the next pasuk. So I think the smichus apsukim indicates that the time when you give a name to the baby, you should put a sefer on the baby. It's a simon toiv. The kasha mikan remez l'masha you put a sefer. So he says sefer vayikra. Yavoi tahorim v'yasik b'taharos. Vayikra is a sefer of tahara. They started doing that today. So today they start teaching the elementary school. They teach them the first pasuk. The first pasuk vayikra, and then they go to Bereishis. He doesn't say Chumash Vayikra, just says to put any sefer you want. Over sefer Tami Yechiel, I don't know what that is. Even going back before the Machzor Vitri, which was probably the twelfth century, we're going back to the Medr, which goes the Rashi. Rav Simcha, what was his name? Simcha. What was his first name? His last name? I know it was Rabbeinu Simcha.
Have a last name?
Okay. Al apostik vayas Avraham Mishte Gadol is the Medrash. Mishte Gadol. So Amar Rabbi Levi loin nid nida arisa techila ella the beis shel Avraham Avinu. His crib was only moved for the first time. What does that mean? Nid nida. What does Rashi explain? Rashi from Avur al Zeh. Shebiyom shenaslu bearisa. On the day they put him in a crib. Also, Mishte Gadol v'Gamlo Imay Chesed. What does this mean? L'Devarim Kavonas Rashi L'Var B'Devar Hamedesh Hakavona L'Minag Zeh. The crib. They would move the crib. Moving the crib. So he says the day when they moved the crib was basically a ceremony they did to give the child a name or to do something special in honor of the child. The truth is that pasuk Biyom Higamilas Hitzchak is interpreted by Chazal to refer to three things. It refers number one to when he was a bris mila, Higamel. Hey Gimel is the gematria of 8. Hey, Behi Gomel, Hey Gimel, and Mol, Bris Mila. It also means when he was 2 years old, they made a pardon, and he's now a healthy child. He survived this dangerous period in his life. And the other interpretation is when he became a bar mitzvah. The Medrash says that he made a bar mitzvah celebration. He was Nigmal from the Yetzer Hara. He weaned because the Yetzer Toy first arrives when you're 13 years old, so now he could say goodbye to the Yetzer Hara. B'yom he gomelis Hitzlak, he became an independent person. But it seems here that he's saying a fourth interpretation. B'yom he gomelis Hitzlak is the day when the people came to be goimel chesed, to good wishes. When do you come to wish the child good wishes? The krishem is when you give the child a secular name. The day, that's what he's saying, on the day when they gave him, the day they came to wish him well, be successful in life. That's what it says over here. Okay, so we have really total, what? We don't find anywhere that Yitzchak had a secular name.
No.
Isaac, you have a story with this, right? What's the story? Tell them the story.
Yeah, a lady said that the Chumash and the Siddurim never translate English, the Yitzchak in English, because her husband's name is Irving. And his name was Yitzchak. So why don't they? She thought Irving is the translator.
If her husband's English name is Irving, her husband's name is Yitzchak, and she calls him Irving, how could any Chumash say Isaac? It must be there's a tos hatzos.
Same thing with my father. Isaac's English name is Irving.
Irving, okay.
He didn't have.
Okay, so this is going back to the time of the Kadmonim. Let's go further. Okay, Ulam Advarim Tulim Revar next.
Stick around,
I don't know. Let's see for more. Ulam. Oh, you were looking for another minute? Oh, don't worry. Soon they'll have it. The FJJ. Don't worry. Soon they'll have it. Did you have what's the Chumash party? A sitter party? You know how many grandparents have to take off from work? You know, in America, the industry, it's a loss of $1 billion of income because of all the parents that are taking, grandparents that are taking off from work to go to the Chumash party and the sitter party for their grandchildren. children. The parents don't have to come. Parents can get away with not coming, but the grandparents cannot get away with not coming.
Kids remember that.
They don't have mixed. A lot of yeshivas, they won't allow mixed. No, it's either the mothers or the fathers.
Yeah, it depends.
In Muncie, it's only the mothers or the fathers, depending.
If
the mothers are invited and the grandmothers or the grandfathers are
invited. Oh, if it's a girls' school?
Seven, they don't allow going.
That's right, yeah. If it's a girls' school, the mothers and the girls' school, the mothers and the grandmothers.
Not in Muncie.
Okay, let's just go. Go now to the bottom. Okay, go now. You go now to the onto the right side. Both. I have it both. I have it in two places because I photocopied it from the next page. Oh, Eshin the Arbocha. That's what was after 24 months. Like we mentioned before, was it Bris Mila? Was this Bris Mila? Kishen Nigmal Mechalav Imoy. Fine. Uveshut Maharam Mintz. On the day when Shahilech, when the wife goes to the Beis HaKnesses, notice a woman went to shul those days. With the husband. Or maybe with the child. Maybe with the child. That means it was much older then.
Yeah.
Maybe with the child. So that means the child's probably 3-4 years old. Okay, that's much later. Fine. Shahilech's imoy, when she goes with the baby, the child, the infant, the toddler to the Beis HaKnesses. Habach tir minig zebitur minig kadmoinim. The Bach says this is nothing to make fun of. This is a real minim. The kadmoinim ach kosav shabi artzay in his land biyom of kvar loy nolhagu minog ze vanach la shiva kosav shoyd ro minog ze bekama medinas bepoil they saw this in Poland the nikeva bilvat only for see, the girls went to work in those days. The boys didn't go to work like today. Ach biyom of hivsiku legamri akilas hagadela sham linog minog ze they stopped doing this ulam be medinas ashkenaz himshichu lidbo. In Germany, they continue like that's where that's the people that still do it. The German, the Yekis, they still do it. Himshichu lidboik b'minig zek ho'amar ad hayom yeshem kama mekama shenayhagim zed. They observe this minig, which many of us have never heard of. Re'eot shud maramintz sefer hamanhigim beidish and yiddish minhagim dekilu kadosha worms varmiza varmiza bris migdal oiz lehayayvets shut zich. Okay, so this is something very, very interesting, this beautiful minug, which we have yet to see among us. Okay, now we go to something extremely bizarre. This gets the, what?
The kid didn't have a goyishin until 3 years old, according to this.
And according to that approach, that doesn't make sense. When the mother went to the basic, you showed. The
certificate was blank.
Did he have to start?
The birth certificate was blank. Yeah, I guess so. I guess so. I guess so.
Sigma.
Okay, now we go to this next thing gets the award. The next little shtickle. It gets the award for the most bizarre shtickle we've learned over here in the Daf Yomi Halacha section. Okay, here we go. It's very short and sweet. Here we go. We have to get 5-star award. Birchas Hagoyim Helva Adam Shesamach Liyos Befeis L'Soyer. A person who goes to jail, he makes Birchas Hagoyim Helva either when he goes to jail or when he comes out. He does not make when he comes out. B'shud Koychav Miyakov Nishal Al Adam Shoyim Beis L'Soyer V'hu Sameach. Why in the world would he be happy? He doesn't have to work. Free food! Free meals! Free, look what it says here. Look what it says. Mishal Adam Shoye Bebesas. Besas Soyer Vuhu Sameach Bekach. He's rejoicing. Hayos Yeshloy Shom Machal Mishta Chinam. Ain Kesa, free food. Im Olav Lavarech Hagoymel Kishayotse Mebes Hakela. One of the four people who makes the Birchas Hagoymel, Birchas Hagoymel is when you come out of prison. So this person was released from prison, but now he has to go to work. So it's not such a great simcha. So maybe you should not make the bracha Birchas Hagoymel.
Years ago, a prisoner was a prison. Now it's a joke.
Bishuvasai, this is the Koich of Miyakov. So when did he live? Who's the Koich of Miyakov?
Shemina Rav's father, I think.
His father.
Yeah. So when did he live?
The Galitziana are a bunch of cheap
at the door when he comes out.
So when did he live? How many years ago did he live? 19th century?
Probably 100 what? Years ago. Maybe less.
The Koich of Miyakov. What?
The early
20th century. Okay, pre-World War II.
Yeah.
Pearl War One, the early 20th century. The early 20th century. So he brings an answer from Tais. Tais basically says that getting out of prison, freedom trumps everything. If you're a free man, you make Berachas Hagam. We don't care about all the perks and benefits that you have in prison. Okay, to a servant of a king, of a leader.
So he had a lot of perks.
He was living it up in the palace. He had steak, sushi, he had all the good stuff. He had everything you could possibly want. A free smartphone. It doesn't matter. Even though he's losing all the benefits, it doesn't matter. He makes it again. He says the bracha. Because basically what he's saying over here is that as long as you're a slave, you're in great danger. Because even though it may be seem good today, but if the king decides to sell you to a third world country, who knows what, who's going to stop him? Who's going to stop him? If your person's in prison, Rahman Hutzlan, if they mistreat the prisoner, you have no rights. You're lucky. As long as they're good to you in prison, you're lucky. They're good to you. But the truth is, you're vulnerable. You're at the mercy of your captors, the warden, and therefore that overrides everything. Freedom. To be an independent person that can fight for yourself and you can have your own rights, nothing comes to that, and we ignore everything else. That's the yisod. That Tom who the shabein kach yochla kotzin the leader lemoicher shaloi midatov uloi kach gam beosir. Prisoner is the same thing. You don't know what could happen to a prisoner if they can cover up. You're vulnerable. You're at their mercy. Ulam lemaizer kotzin shani bechazagoyim shakol tolim bedam bedas hamavarich. He then goes on. He leaves it hanging. I mean, I don't know. Then he goes and he puts a monkey wrench. He puts a monkey wrench. He says maybe. That Taisvis was talking about that's talking about this case of getting a get shechur. Is it a zechus? But we're dealing with making a bracha, a berachas hagamel. Maybe that has its own set of rules. And if in your mind it's not to your benefit now that you have to struggle in life, you don't have things, he says possibly maybe takadom make a bracha. He leaves it hanging, but he does at least drop this yisoid that freedom is freedom. No matter what benefits you have in prison, then nothing can negate the fact that you are independent and you're not at the mercy of someone else. Independence is the greatest bracha in the world. Okay, we're going to stop here, take a short break.